Tough atmosphere, obviously. Dealing with the weather there was tough. I thought our kids were very resilient. We knew it would be that way as early as Tuesday in the week. And I told the team we'd have to be patient, resilient, and continue to chop wood throughout the game. It was going to be a field position battle the whole game. I was proud of the way our guys fought. It was a tough environment to play in, and I told the team to handle it best. We'd probably come out on top. Thought they did a good job of that. It takes a lot of concentration and psychological energy to focus throughout a game like that. I want to thank our fans that were at the dog walk. I was blown away when we pulled up to the dog walk. There were some people out there in the pouring down rain and stayed throughout the game, a lot of them, and they helped us impact the game in the fourth downs that were able to get some stops. So that was big for us, and with that, I'll open it up.
Seemed like Kirby, after you got involved with 39 as a short punt, and then also when Richard got the turnover, it seemed like the offensive line and DeAndre really just got kicked an extra motivation. You know, they had some chances to score.
I think that's a wear and tear effect. It's not, you're not just going to walk out there in those conditions and just walk down the field and score on people. It's just tough. It's tough on them, tough on us, tough to get traction. It's tough. And you get to watch games earlier in the day from our area and you try to figure things out. We went back and watched two or three games in the SEC last year on Wednesday, Thursday. It really boils down to kicking game and who's able to flip a field. And I mean, Jake Kamara did an incredible job that day. And we impacted their punter a little bit. We rushed him and forced him to make some poor decisions and poor kicks. And that really was what flipped the field. And when you play in those kind of games, guys, you got to be extremely patient. Patient as a defensive coach, patient as a player, patient as an offensive coordinator. You have to be patient because you get frustrated very easily, and then you can magnify with mistakes. Our offense did a tremendous job tonight of protecting the ball. To play in those conditions and not put the ball on the ground and not lose a turnover was big for us.
At what point do you recall if Jake came up to you and said, hey, listen, it's too tough to kind of definitively throw the ball tonight?
No, he never said that. No, Jake had 100% confidence that he could throw a ball. He wanted to. I mean, he wanted to. We were able to. Sometimes we were trying to make sure we did it when we had a fresh ball, make sure we did it when we had a fresh set of downs, make sure you take calculated opportunities to do that. It's just tough. I mean, at the end of the day, there's some tough things that have to happen to be able to throw the ball in those conditions. Number one, you got to protect. Number two, you got to be able to throw and catch it. And you got to be able to protect the ball once you get it. And we're handing it to a guy is a hell of a lot easier in those conditions. And like I said, it takes patience. So Jake was never really rattled or frustrated by anything. Jake's got a calm demeanor about him. At halftime, he was in a good place, and he kept leading our team and our offense.
Can you learn? I mean, when you think about, like, last week, you were talking about the importance of receiver separation and stuff like that. But when you have just, like, the elements that you had tonight, can you learn? I mean, does that just
get you guys probably with? Can, because you'll write about it. But if you go out there and evaluate that and you give judgment based on that, you're a lot smarter than me, because there's not a lot you can do in those conditions. You know, there's not a lot of – they didn't play a ton of man-to-man. They played different coverages. They mixed – they played what they play. They played what they do. It's just – it's tough to throw the ball in those elements, and it makes it really hard and challenging. You got to be smart about it, and you got to work in it. And we were able to do that a lot. So I was pleased with the effort and the toughness and the resiliency that our guys continue to show.
On the topic of patience, there were a significant number of people in the stands expressing impatience, especially at the end of the half. What's the effect of that?
No effect for me. I got headphones on. So, I mean, we're trying to make the best decision that gives us the best chance. I mean, you know, fans, that's what they pay their money for, to give their opinion, and they're entitled to that. I respect that. But at the end of the day, our job is to put our kids in the most successful situations and allow them to be successful. You know what I mean? I don't think you make decisions based on that. Because if you do, you never look back. You got to make decisions based on patience, the weather, the field position, and all those decisions that were involved in that were calculated.
Kirby, through seven games, what's your assessment of Coach Coley as your OC?
Very pleased today. I thought we were extremely patient on offense in tough conditions, and we've got more explosive plays than we had this time last year with three wide receivers that are in the NFL. So that's taking today out of it, because today was, I don't know how many explosives we got, but coming into this game, we had more explosives this year than we had last year. So, and there's three guys that were drafted off that team.
Kirby, the elements aside, you had some concerns offensively coming into the week. Do you feel like those concerns might still be there going into the bye week?
Well, I mean, we worked really hard. The concerns coming into the week were, can we get separation? Can we create some space? Can we get healthy? Can we run the ball explosively? Today's conditions were completely different. What I know today is we got a really physically tough, mentally tough team that's not impacted by a quarter of events. They believe in the long haul. They believe they can win every game in the fourth quarter, and they continue to work really hard on them. So,
given the conditions where they were, what did you learn about your defense today?
They're resilient, physically tough. I mean, it was a pound to ground to pound game. We knew it would be that way. Look, their offensive staff did a great job to take a kid who's not really a quarterback and try to make him into a quarterback. But at the end of the day, you have to defend him differently. So it created a lot of issues for us. You know, not knowing whether, I mean, one-on-one situations all day outside. You're one play away in a weather like that. It's a one-possession game most of the game. And it puts a lot of pressure on your defense to be able to play in those conditions against a guy like that. And they did a good job managing their quarterback, because it's tough. It's tough on our guys and tough on theirs. Our guys continue to rise up in the red area, which has been big. We got to tackle better, though.
Bowden was efficient last week. You guys kept us 215 passing. How key was it, I guess, when he did throw it?
It was conditions. I mean, he's a better passer than his numbers indicate. You know what I mean? His numbers were better last week because of the conditions. I mean, his numbers probably would have been better tonight were the conditions better. I'm not saying that he's a perfect passer, but he's a better passer than these numbers indicate. And it just made it hard. I mean, it was tough for everybody to deal with the conditions.
What kind of energy does Swift bring to the team when he makes plays like that?
He brings energy without making plays. I mean, he's heart and soul, leader, inspirational. I mean, the runs kind of get the fans involved. Swift gets the team involved by all the things he does and says, and he cares, you know. This team's got a lot of character, a lot of grit, and I love the way they play.
Coach, another top 10 matchup with Florida and Jacksonville in a couple of weeks. Just talk about having an open date and what how you feel about that game and what it's going to mean this year.
Yeah, I'm really focused right now on getting our guys healthy. We're going to go out Monday and do some walkthrough stuff and try to prepare and get healthy. We're going to take some opponents down the road Tuesday and continue to work on Florida and other teams to do things differently. And then we'll get tied down on them probably either Wednesday or Thursday.
So in terms of the defense there in the second half, how did the fumble,
change the field position? I mean, I think the punt today, I don't know how far that punt was, the hit out of bounds over there. That was the biggest momentum change, got our crowd into it. And then the turnover on top of that was really big, which we have stressed turnovers to no end. We finally got one. And I don't know if somebody stripped it out or we hit it out, you know what I mean? Whether it was caused by a collision or a strip. But we thought that we could get the ball off him, and we finally did, and that gave our offense an extra added momentum and incentives.
You said that there was no defense you played all year that could carry over to this game. What did you do differently in this game to defend and stop?
I missed the first good ball.
You said that there was no defense you played all year that carried into this game. What did you have to do differently to defend
off? We had to play the middle field safety different. We had to play some different looks. We had to play off. We never played press. We did a lot of different things defensively, and the calls were really different based on who the quarterback is. I mean, you got to have somebody for him every play. So those plays he got out, we had to have somebody assigned to him. And we didn't always get him. We missed him, but we had somebody assigned to him. And the people assigned to him sometimes might not be the same athlete that he is.
Back to that punt that he didn't hit so well, you seemed to run up to the offense pretty enthusiastic. Can you remember what you were trying to say to him to get him going? Do you remember anything about that?
No, I was just energized. I mean, we got the momentum back. We flipped the field position. We talked about it at halftime that we had to flip the field position, and we were able to do that. We knew kicking off to them that we had a chance to, you know, pin them down there deep. We didn't get it. We didn't get the ball where we wanted. The kickoff didn't get it down there as far as we wanted to. They got pretty good field position for our conditions. I think around the 30, and then they moved the ball. You know, and that really was disheartening to give up first downs. Every first down you give up on defense on them is huge in the field position game. So we had come after some punts, and I think, you know, this rugby punter who's running sideways trying to kick the ball with Walter Grant and Nate McBride running at him, you know, you get affected by that. And I thought that that was one of the biggest differences in the game, was that special teams.
Looking at the frustration from the fans this week, that this past week, through your passing game, how do you feel? I know the weather had something to do with that, but how do you feel about it structurally? What's your confidence in what you guys are doing structurally? And Jake, as a quarterback?
I'm not concerned. I feel really good about what our offense does. I feel good about Jake. And to judge it based on that game is just not very smart. I mean, it's hard to judge anything in that game. You can't evaluate that. What you got to evaluate is, what is your heart? What is your courage? What is your love of the game? Think about those wideouts in that game. That's for the love of the game. That's what that's for. George Pickens, Kyaris Jackson, those guys going out there and block, that's for the love of the game. So you evaluate things based on what's going on around them. And what's going on around them is a tough environment. I mean, I could have told you 2 days ago, we weren't going to go out there and throw it for 200 yards in those conditions. So we had to put a plan together to give ourselves the best chance to be successful. And I thought we did a good job.
Back to the turnovers, I mean, how hard is it to not get them hit once and then to get it back once, especially after last week?
How hard is it to do that?
How good was it for
you? Oh, win the turnover battle, I mean, that's the number one stat in football, right? And in this game, it was probably going to be the most critical. I thought both all specialists, ours and theirs. I mean, you watch TV on those games, everything that I've seen in those games are botched snaps, don't catch it, all over the place. I mean, they had one I thought that the kid almost missed and got out. Jake Kamara did a tremendous job catching the snap, fielding it, and getting it kicked. So possession of the ball is critical, and all backs have done a good job protecting the ball so far.
Knowing for a few days what the weather could be, did y'all practice any differently with wet balls or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. We did a ton. We sprayed the balls down. We did all we could. I mean, cause we didn't have weather to go in and practice, but we took water bottles and made it way worse than it would be. And we knew then it was going to be tough to throw a catch.
After the Swift touchdown, Kyaris came right over to you and was really fired up. Was he celebrating his blocking, or what was that
about? Yeah, I mean, go watch the tape of that. He had one of the most physical blocks. That kid plays with passion and energy, and he doesn't care who gets the credit. He's a winner. He fights his butt off. He took a tough injury. He came back, and he's more excited about his block than catching the ball and doing anything with it. And that, to me, is what winning programs have. It's what winners do. It's the kind of guys I want on my team. I want the guys lined up in my locker room that are like that.
Kirby, I know it's we've talked about it, a weird year with the two off open dates. What do you like about where this team is now compared to maybe that first open date you had? Is there anything tangible you can say that you kind of like that this team's doing?
Well, I love the fact that they compete. They block the outside noise. They go work really hard. We've had good physical practices. You know, there's no way to simulate what we were going to play in tonight, but our guys have embraced the challenge. They've not shied away from any work we've given them. They come to work every day, and we've got good leaders on this team. And those guys buy in and do a great job. And I think when you start with a core leadership of some guys like DeAndre and Jake and JR and Andrew, and I mean, those guys, they believe in each other. And that's all you need, is players that believe in each other. And where we are right now is not where we need to be. We're not a finished product. We got to get better. And that's what we're going to do this week.
Coach, are you somewhat amazed just from a physics standpoint that you had that fourth and short at midfield and you've got a massive team on the field and couldn't get those couple of inches?
Tough one. They got massive people too. If you notice, some of them look, yeah, might be 380. I don't know what he weighs, but they get low and they get under you and they make it hard, you know, and they did a good job. Give them credit.
Two more questions.
It seemed like Brian Harris, just kind of tough blue collar guy. He comes in, has some outstanding runs for the first downs there on his own effort.
Everybody played in that game. He's got some tough blue collar on him. That was one of them Parks and Recs games, you know, Saturday down there in the mud. You go out there and just play for the love of the game. And that's what we told them, guys. This goes back to when you were a little kid. You go out there and you either embrace it or the conditions affect you. And whichever team handled that better was going to win the game.
Kirby, when did you have to say some of the play calling or plan for the week? You had to scrap because of the weather. Did you know that Thursday night, Friday morning?
No, Tuesday we had an outlook that said this might get ugly, and we put some more runs in, some different things in, but I mean, we continued to pass the ball throughout the week too because we wanted to be able to work on the passing game. We didn't know how bad it was. As the week went on, you get more accurate forecast, and it grew and grew and grew to a point where we thought we would have some shot plays, some play actions early before the weather really hit. Some of those we were able to hit, some of those we weren't. It just made it got worse as the ball stayed out there and the players we got wet. So, thanks again.
Thank you.